Good afternoon. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to obtain public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules concerning amateur mixed martial arts. This hearing is being held in room 209 of the Business and Professions Division, Olympia, Washington, 98502, at 3:14 p.m. on January 29, 2015. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR-1501077, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on December 15, 2014. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the back of the room. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 43-24-016-2D and RCW 67-08-017-1. My name is Sandra Gonzalez, and my title is Combative Sports Program Manager with the Professional Licensing Support Services Unit of the Business and Professions Division. The Assistant Director of the Business and Professions Division has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today: Susan Kollard, Administrator, and Cameron Dalmas, Administrative Assistant. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located on the table at the back of the room. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from the industry. Copies of the written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. And we have one comment where the individual asked us to read in his comments at the hearing. So I'll do that. His name is Felipe Rivera, representing Bully Busters and Absolute Chaos. And he is not in support of the proposed rules. His email starts, "Hello, I am on the board of directors for an anti-bullying charitable organization that takes high-risk children and enrolls them into martial arts. We are able to fund this organization by putting on MMA, Muay Thai, and kickboxing amateur promotions. We have been promoting since 2009 and have been completely fine with either a physician or a paramedics crew in attendance. If you require both a physician and an ambulance to be in attendance, and someone needs the assistance of the ambulance, the entire promotion will have to stop since the ambulance will be gone. This is incredibly unfair to other fighters in the show and fans who have paid money to attend the promotion. What if it's the first fight of the night? If promoters then hire two ambulances to be in attendance so that we have a backup crew, we are now selfishly keeping these paramedics from being out in the public for real emergencies. You, in essence, are putting undue constraints on either the promoter or the paramedics. If there is a true emergency at a fight promotion that requires an ambulance, a simple 911 call gets them there in a matter of minutes. You will be putting promoters in a very real position to have to reimburse large crowds and eventually financially eliminate them from putting on future promotions. I competed in these promotions for over 10 years and was never injured to the point of needing an ambulance. And in 19 years involvement in martial arts, I've only seen one person in need of an ambulance, and in that case, an ambulance was called and arrived in less than 5 minutes. I understand the state has an agenda of safety, but let's not waste resources to overcompensate in the name of safety. I am 100% against this rule change. I am requesting this email to be read at the hearing." And that was his comment. And in this part, we would ask for oral statements, but looking around, we have nobody in attendance to provide us with any oral statements. So I'm going to thank you all for being here. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rule and respond to them by